There was a rally today in front of a Times Square McDonald's.
One Big Mac, extra cheese, hold the sexual harassment.
Alyssa Conadaro with Now New York stands in front of McDonald's near Times Square today. The message is sexual harassment of workers must stop at this McDonald's and at other McDonald's across the country.
I have been at this corner many times.
New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal.
You know, when women go in the subway, they're sexually harassed. When women walk on the street, they're catcalled. But when women are harassed at their place of employment, it is unacceptable because they are not here for fun. They are here to support their families. They are here so their children will have food and clothing. And they do not have the option of getting off at the next stop or walking to another street. They must be here at unpredictable times. Their schedules change, and yet they are good workers, and they are treated abysmally when their superiors say, it doesn't matter to me that someone felt you up. It does not matter that someone put their hand on your breast. Well, you know what? It does matter. It absolutely matters. And we're here today and around the U.S. to say, not acceptable. You've had many chances, many warnings to bring your business into compliance with the law. And from now on, we're going to have more and more brave workers come out and say, I am not ashamed. You should be ashamed. You should be in jail. And you should follow the law.
Que mi compañera, tengo una compañera que ella no quiere hablar.
Rosa Rivera, a worker at McDonald's in Washington Heights, is speaking out for workers afraid to come forward.
Que manager le pega nalgazo a ella.
The manager smack her butt.
Le hace así en la cara.
Greg Reynoso is a community activist.
Rosa was saying that happened to a coworker in her store, but her coworker is really scared. That's why she couldn't make it. She didn't want to talk. The manager was like, you know, bumping her butt and touching her face and insinuating her. In her case, she's saying the manager was asking her to go back to the place that is no cameras so they can, you know, do stuff, but she told him, nah, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna call the police. And he also was insinuating her, and he also told her that if she don't do it, he was gonna take retaliation against her, which he ended up doing it because he took her off the schedule.
A new survey by the Ms. Foundation and the National Partnership for Workers and Their Families found that 40% of women in the fast food industry have experienced unwanted sexual behavior on the job. This includes 28% who have experienced multiple forms of harassment. Workers regularly are harassed with sexual teasing, jokes, questions about sexual interests, hugging and touching.
It takes courage to go public about sexual harassment.
Sonia Osorio is president of Now New York.
I want you to imagine for a moment what it's like being part of the 40% of people, the workers in the fast food industry, who are routinely sexually harassed on the job. As you put your uniform on, what goes through your mind? Will it happen today? What will happen today? Do you pray, oh Lord, please, por favor, deja que ese hombre no viene al trabajo hoy? It's a constant. It's a constant not knowing when will be the next time. For Cortez, one McDonald's employee in Flint, one day it was a photo of her manager's genitalia. And the next, the same manager actually rubbing up against her while she's working. For Consuelo in Phoenix, her manager unsnapped her bra while she's working the drive-through window.
The workers at McDonald's say harassment is widespread. 17-year-old Gabby has been harassed at a McDonald's on Long Island. She worked the 4 to 1:30 a.m. shift for 7 months. She says she wouldn't go along with sexual advances.
In her case, she's saying the manager was asking her to go back to the place that is no cameras, so they can, you know, do stuff, but she told him, nah, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna call the police. And he also was insinuating her, and he also told her that if she don't do it, he was gonna take retaliation against her, which he ended up doing it because he took her off the schedule, and that's why she's here.
Que no estuvo bien eso y que mejor ya no trabaje.
Gabby says what happened to her wasn't good, that it's better she doesn't work there.
Ella ha estado muy triste desde que la dejaron sin schedule. Solo quiere dormir a la hora que le tocaba su trabajo. Ha estado muy triste ella.
Gabby's mom, who stands with her, says it's sad she was taken off the schedule, but it's better she doesn't continue to work at McDonald's. Shirley Aldebol is organizer with SEIU 32BJ, which has been instrumental in the fight for 15.
The fight for fast food workers is ongoing. We got $15 in New York, right? And the minimum wage was raised in New York to $15, largely because of this fight and because of these workers putting themselves out there and going on strike. But they want 15 and a union, and they want 15 and respect.
SEIU says McDonald's has to recognize that workers have the right to form a union and have respect on the job. Reverend Andrew Wilkes is with Allen Cathedral AME Church in Jamaica. He says he is triple outraged.
This is an issue of not only workplace injustice, this is an issue of racial injustice and gender injustice. 40% of the women who experience sexual harassment are folk of color, predominantly African-American and Latino women. So we have to keep those issues together: workplace justice, gender justice, and racial justice.
Wilkes says we are talking about the hands of people whose hands are held in prayer, whose hands serve us, and it's not okay for sexual harassment to be the norm in the workplace. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.